Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Pam Danziger is our guest, president of Unity Marketing, unitymarketingonline.com. Don't forget to put the online at the end there, unitymarketingonline.com. Her books are Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, What Do Henrys Want, Speaking of Henry, also Putting the Lux Back in Luxury. So many great books. You got a new book out on the Henrys too, don't you, Pam?
Yes, I do. It's called Meet the Henrys. So it's filled with insights about who the Henrys are, who are the high earners, not rich yet. So this is like the next generation of affluent consumers that are moving into the marketplace now with a lot more money than ever before.
And where boomers are getting sideways with the Henrys, the young Henrys.
Yes, exactly.
The way they're getting sideways is we imagine that they're now coming into their own, and they're going to want the same kind of stuff that we wanted when we came into our own. And boy, howdy, is that wrong.
No, it is. I mean, it's a whole new generation with a whole new attitude. And, you know, they grew up with affluence. I mean, their parents, you know, put them through college and built big McMansions, and they grew up in these big suburbs with lots of room. And the Henrys, the millennial Henrys, who are now starting to think about buying their own home, they don't want what their parents had. They want a different lifestyle.
They want no yard. They want no yard. Right. They want it as small as possible.
Right.
They want to be, they would rather have a tiny house and go to dinner every night than to have a home with a nice kitchen where the family meal is prepared.
Right. And that has got huge implications for real estate.
On 100 levels, on 1,000 levels across the
state. Oh, it really does. I mean, everything. And they, you know,
the furniture industry, the furniture industry, the utilities industry, you name it. I mean, and look at how that changed. The automobile industry and the housing industry. In our lifetime, Pam, when we heard about the foundation, the bedrocks of the economy, the first thing that the economists pointed out was what are cars doing and what is housing doing? Everything else was sort of on top of that, right?
Right.
And now those two things are being undermined a little bit, aren't they?
There's no question about it. I mean, if you just look at the housing market, I mean, baby boomers now are retiring, and that
we're divesting.
That means they're exactly, you know, downscaling their homes. Selling these big McMansions. I mean, I've got three bedrooms in my house that basically, I mean, unless the kids come, I don't need these three bedrooms. And
I'm
it's
thinking
just like
about,
you could cut half of my house off and we would be perfectly happy.
I've got a house for sale with a dining room. I'm thinking about getting rid of the dining room. I'm thinking about setting the dining room furniture on fire and putting a pool table in there, see if that'll sell it.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So, you know, what we're going to see is there's going to be a huge supply of McMansions coming on the market as we look to the future, but the millennials are just not going to want to buy them. Those are not the houses that they want. And, you know, we see on television the tiny house movement and all these television shows, but believe me, it's far more than just a television show.
Right.
And people don't necessarily need to or want to live in a 250-square-foot home, but they surely don't
Pam,
1,000-square-foot home.
And I know this sounds like an old guy preaching to them, but I'm telling you, renting in America, renting your whole life is a huge mistake. Unless you found a way to be in the market somewhere, because I'm telling you, when they get to be my age, for example, somebody else will have profited wildly from having received their rent payments, and they will not have. Had they owned their own home, they would have profited from all that money going out.
That's right. But now, again,
I know that sounds like me being an old fogey, but I'm telling you, somebody's going to have to prove me wrong on that. What do you think?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, owning a home is but it's like, what kind of home do you want to
exactly
own?
That's exactly right.
And maybe a 1,200, 1,400 square foot home is far better than a 2,500, 3,000 foot square foot home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the decision that they're making.
The day of the McMansion in America is going away, I think.
Absolutely, but what have we been building for the last 20 years?
Right.
These mansions. And when you look at the housing market, the entry-level homes, which would tend to be smaller and so on, are the ones that there is far fewer
apparently,
of them available.
Apparently, there's a lower inventory of used homes, and yet you would think the price would be going up, but apparently the prices are coming down. That tells you something. The other thing that seems to, from what I can tell, there's activity at the low end and the high end, but not so much in the middle.
Right. Well, even the high end is starting to shift. I mean, look at what's happening in California. The housing prices have gotten so high.
Of course, California on the coast, they've got their own problems with taxes and regulations. They've got some of their own problems. You really need to go to Peoria or Sheboygan to see what's really going on. Hey, Pam, good job. You're the unitymarketingonline.com, right?
This is great to be with you.
And the new book on Henrys. Quickly, tell us again about
the new
book.
It's called Meet the Henrys. It'll be out in January. I hope everybody reads it.
And we'll launch it on this
show.
Thanks, Pam. See you later. Pam Danziger, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.